little kid the last time this happened. I mean, Kingsford and Menominee back-to-back. I mean, probably not since both Hofers were not coaching. That's not true. But really, today you guys came to play again. Tell me how you feel about this one.
Well, I feel real happy for the kids. And you know, we started off slow, I thought. But again, I'm going to give Menominee some credit. After taking the playing that they did last week, they showed up and they played their hearts out. So I'm proud of our kids, though.
Well, you knew Chad would have them ready, right? He would have them competitive.
Oh, yes, yes, very much so. You know, and there's a few wrinkles he threw at us. And, you know, I mean, defensively, we bent, but we didn't break, and I like that. And, you know, we made a stand. They dropped one. But I think also we had a ton of pressure on a couple of those, and he was able to elude it and get that open guy, you know, so.
Jake Perryman was absolutely outstanding tonight. I mean, he was constantly in Terkoff's wheelhouse, their quarterback.
Yes, yeah, and Jake's, you know, he was injured early, so he's just getting his feet under him. So I'm just hoping as the season goes, you know, he's going to only get better.
It seemed as the game went on, we just couldn't put him away. Hey, you had the touchdown to Vitz, and we get a holding call, right? We about to score a touchdown, and Austin fumbles it. You know, it just seemed like we let them hang around.
Yeah, and then, you know, against a good team, you can't do that. And, you know, they move the ball. You know, we turned it over deep, but yet they move the ball. So, you know, I'm just happy. We stiffened up. We played harder at the defensive end spot, and the coaches made some quality changes. Again, Scott and Casey were awesome.
How about Big Putch? 199 yards tonight, unofficially. He's probably mad at you. You took him out when he had one more yard to go, but you have no way of knowing any of that. But he was just... He runs so hard every single play. They really had no answer for him.
No, and you know what? I always tell him he's got to run north and south because he's so damn big, you know. And he apologized. He's like, Coach, you know, I'm sorry for bouncing. I'm like, Putz, just run the daylight, and that's what he did.
Yeah, and Nate, you know, nothing flashy. He just did what Nate does, right? He controlled the offense, kept things going, didn't turn the ball over. He made one really nice scramble, so he's always good for one of those per game at least.
Yeah, Nate, and there's a couple times Nate could have took off, and, you know, he tried for the play, and, you know, we talked to Affer, and right after the play, he's like, yeah, I should have just kept that one, you know. But, I mean, again, he knows this offense. The pass to Vitadol before the half, you know, that was him. You know, he said, I think this will work, and it sure worked. You know, unfortunately, we had a holding call.
Yeah, that's too bad on that. But, you know, 3-0, and I guess I'll keep asking you the same thing every week. Just I don't know if these guys know how good they can be. I mean, they are beating teams that they haven't beaten for years. All three of these teams that we've beaten this year are perennial playoff teams.
Yeah, and like we said, and you just said it, the more confidence we get, the better we're going to be. And when we put it all together, I think we're going to be a special team.
Well, 3-0 is off to a good start, and how about the Escanaba Eskimos? Let's give them kudos. They have beaten Petoskey tonight, 33-30. So that's a huge win for Bailey, his first win.
Good for them. Congratulations, Bailey.
Yeah, and we won't be congratulating him in week 9, obviously. But, hey, they can let them win a couple games before that, right?
Oh, sure. I mean, they deserve it, you know. And then Bailey, he's a great guy. And that program, you know, I wish them nothing but well. That's where I played.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
I told their JV coach, you know, the only time I don't root for them is when we play them. So
that's a heck of a win for them, though. Big win over a very good Petoskey teams. But for your guys, we go to St. Ignace next week. Craig, let's wrap up this interview then and get on the road. But what do you think about that going forward?
You know, honestly, I don't know anything about St. Ignace. We're going to have to exchange some film.
There's a big bridge there.
Very big bridge. Very big bridge. We played them a couple years ago, and it was a very good game. So it'll be interesting to see what they got.
Well, congratulations again. And these guys just keep making it fun to be a Gladstone broadcaster. So I'll see you in St. Ignace next week. Let you give your shout-outs.
To the same people, my family and my lovely wife, Crystal. Just happy for the team.
You keep winning. She may not even object to you being gone so much.
She might start to enjoy it. That's the bad part.
Okay, good job, Matt.
Thank you.
Okay.